Voting for the 2020 election is underway, and all year we've been amplifying the voices of voters across the crucial I-4 corridor. And over the next several weeks, you'll be hearing from voters about the state of our democracy in their own words. Today, we meet James Moore of Osceola County.
Hello, my name is James Moore. I'm 27 years old. I'm from Osceola County, Florida, and I'm currently registered a Democrat. However, I do change my party affiliation because Florida is a closed primary state. So I am currently in Osceola. If I go across the street behind my house, it's Orange County. And if I go about a mile west, I'm in Polk County. And if I cross the street there, I'm in Lake County. So when I technically live in Osceola, I'm in this Four Corners area where everything's done between multiple counties. We looked at a lot at the state government here, I believe. Of course, there are county ordinances that you abide by. It can be tricky. I'll use the pandemic as an example. If I went to the Target down the street at the beginning of COVID, I had to wear a mask. Not because Target said so, but because Osceola County said you have to wear a mask. Now, if I crossed 192 and went to the Publix on the other side in Orange County, then I didn't have to wear a mask. It's an interesting place to live because you jump counties and there's different rules between counties in a COVID time. Osceola and Orange County will work together at times. The belief is that's simply because Disney property spans both Osceola and Orange County. Growing up here, it is evident that, you know, Universal and Disney collaborate with many government entities to, you know, get their way, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with at times because it is so heavily tourist-based. Issue-wise, climate change has always been a big one for me, one that's not widely talked about and one that I kind of gravitate to is transportation. I know that's a little bit weird, but the public transportation system, and this falls more on a local level, so national level, climate change, local level, public transit. The problem with public transit is it takes so long. It may be cheaper, but, you know, time is worth something as well. And so where I think public transit fails is in the sense of, yes, you can get from point A to point B, but it's going to take you much longer. And there's not a well-designed system, particularly in the state of Florida. Post-pandemic, I still gravitate towards those, but safety and a health aspect is more on my radar now than it was before. So when it comes to health issues, I think what I struggle with most is when people see leaders doing a certain thing or not practicing what's being preached, that does not set a good tone or a good precedent. When I think about health safety, I want to see people in office practicing what is being preached in the way of safety, practicing social distancing, practicing wearing a mask. If people at the top are not doing it, then why should I do that? I do have hope that things will get better. A lot of people, unfortunately, think have lost that. I know some people that, you know, say this is the end times. No, let's back up a minute. People thought the Cold War was the end times. People thought World War II was the end times. You know, no, we keep moving forward, and I have faith in humanity to do that.
That was James Moore of Osceola County. WUSF's Jessica Mazaros produced this audio postcard as part of America Amplified, a national reporting initiative supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.